If we complete square respect to L matrix, we get a similar Riccati equation. And intuitively, we see that we need to take L equal to minus Y C2 transpose. Now, if we do that, we end up with another Riccati equation, which involves X infinity and Y. Now, it's fairly easy to show that the existence of a Y is actually equivalent to the existence of Y infinity under the coupling condition. In fact, we can show that, it's algebra to verify it, that a Y is actually related to the X infinity and Y infinity by a formula like this. It's a Y equal to Y infinity, sub infinity, identity minus gamma square, minus square, and X infinity, Y infinity inverse. So if Y is positive definite, which we are given from the filtering here, then actually means that the coupling condition has to be true, that the spectrum radius of X infinity and Y infinity has to be less than gamma squared. Using that condition, we see that X infinity Riccati equation has to have a solution, Y infinity Riccati equation has a solution, and plugging all those formulas, then we end up with the controller, which is exactly the central H infinity controller. So intuitively, we can kind of obtain the H infinity result by just completing squares. Of course, the derivation here is not rigorous. We're going to present you another approach, which is more or less rigorously using algebraic method. And still, there are many, many other approaches in the literature that you might be interested in to read.